The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons, the first of 2023. Welcome in. Happy New Year to you.
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great time with your family over the holidays.
We certainly did. Hope you did as well. So you guys go back to work today. The 118th Congress begins today. All right, so the big question is, who's going to be the new speaker?
Kevin McCarthy is going to be the new speaker. He's got the votes. We're going to see in a couple hours whether it's going to take one vote or more. Obviously, there's a number of people that have held out, but there's no alternative. He has 218-ish votes. We'll see if it's all the way.
Yeah. So some of the noise that's been made over the past couple of days of these five holdouts, if you will, what are they trying to accomplish? By saying, you know, never Kevin.
So the original plan was for them to band together to demand some rules changes. And Speaker-elect McCarthy has agreed to a number of rules changes that will really restore regular order and try to give more power to the members of Congress as opposed to centralizing it on leadership. So that was important. He made a large number of concessions on that issue. So I'm hopeful that this is going to be put to bed and we'll be able to get to work. Not having a speaker today would be really bad. Yeah. It would give the Democrats a lot more leverage than they ought to have. And again, 96% of the Republican conference supports Kevin McCarthy. So I'm not sure why people are trying to hold him hostage. He is a very conservative member, and he's going to lead the House in the direction that we need to hold this president accountable. We need to get to work on oversight. We need to get our committees populated. We got to start doing the job the American people sent us here to do. And this nonsense that we're engaging in right now, it's not productive, and it's not going to help our cause.
Yeah. And talk with us a minute, Congressman, about the sort of the behind the scenes look at what will be taking place with new committee chairman and with the new GOP majority and what you guys are doing now to sort of lay the foundation for some of the work that's going to be done in the weeks and months coming ahead.
So all but four committees have already received the steering committee's approval for who the new chairman is going to be. So there's four left, and if everything goes smoothly today, tomorrow, those committees will be decided on, and that's Ways and Means, Homeland Security, Education, and Labor, and the Budget Committee. So the steering committee will meet, and the people that are running for those posts will pitch in 10 minutes with some question time in there why they think they're the best fit, and the steering committee, which is 31 members, done based off of leadership and regional representation, we'll decide who they want to lead. And again, we have to get to work. You know, the Budget Committee needs to get to work. The Ways and Means, the largest jurisdiction of any of the committees, they should be hiring staff. We can't hit the ground running because they don't have somebody at their helm yet. So it's going to take weeks before we can actually do anything. So all of this nonsense over trying to hold Kevin McCarthy hostage over a couple of rules package changes has a real impact. Not only on today being possibly chaotic, but we're not going to be able to get to work on our committees for weeks and weeks if this isn't resolved today.
Yeah. Some good news on Capitol Hill. For the first time in about 3 years, visitors will be allowed public access to the Capitol and House office buildings. I think that starts today with the idea that other things will be opening up in the coming months. That's good news. Talk with us. You mentioned House rules. Talk with us about some of the incoming Republican majority's rules changes.
Well, the number one thing we're going to be doing is getting rid of proxy voting. I'm not sure if everybody understands what that is, but there have been a number of Democrats that just haven't come to D.C. the last few months, and literally a couple of them over a year. They just didn't show up. They let their buddy vote however they were going to, and that's just not productive. That's not how you engage in policymaking. You can't do it from, your spare bedroom at your house hundreds or thousands of miles away. So yeah, we're going to end proxy voting. Speaker Pelosi has all this nonsense. You already mentioned it. I mean, the House has been on lockdown because of COVID. COVID was over forever ago. So we're going to completely reopen the House. We're going to remove magnetometers. We have to go through metal detectors, basically, to get on the floor, which is just ridiculous. So we're going to just basically restore the House to how it has always been and how it should be, and I think that's going to be huge. Looking forward to it.
Yep. It is going to be a new day in the Capitol for sure. All right. So prior to the end of the year, and since you and I have been able to talk, you guys, I'm not going to say you guys, because many of you tried to fight it, but you, of course, Biden was successful in getting his trillion-plus spending plan passed. Let's talk for a minute. How did that happen? How did even the GOP members of the Senate that we have, how did we manage to allow them to pass this spending bill in the final days of the session?
So almost all the Republican House members voted against it. We were completely cut out of any discussions of anything that was going to be in there. So, I mean, that's just not how that's supposed to happen. But what happened, the Senate basically said that defense spending is so important, and if you give us a huge plus up on defense spending, we will not give you parity, which means you can't increase non-defense spending equally, but we will let you put your priorities into the package. So defense spending went up to $838 billion, which is the most we've ever spent. And they passed the $1.7 trillion. Package. It's not the way you should do things. There's a lot of stuff in there that's absolutely ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. Defense spending is very important. Giving our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, a pay raise when we have inflation at 7%. I mean, you know, we need to do something to address the impact that they have. So there's a lot of good things in there, but at the end of the day, it's a terrible process, and there's a lot of bad things in there. So it didn't get I think it had four people in the House, none of which are coming back supportive. So
remind me, how many times had we passed a short-term spending bill? I mean, we've been operating on short-term continuing resolutions for quite a while, right?
So, no, it was only there was originally one to December 16th, and then there was another one to December 23rd. So, really, just 3 months. It was very easy to kick it to, you know, January, February. But the problem is, I mean, we have all this nonsense right now. The speaker's race, if we don't have a speaker by the 13th of January, which, again, I think we're going to have one today, but nobody gets paid. Yeah. Capitol Police don't get paid. None of the thousands of people that work on the Hill will get paid. The system can't operate without a speaker. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
So that would also affect our ability to a continued resolution if we don't have a speaker.
Yeah.
But again, we're going to have a speaker today. I'm very optimistic. But the CR, doing a CR to February would have been better, in my opinion.
I mean, it would have been very simple to accomplish. I found it quite humorous that the Democrats were in just such a hurry to pass that. Of course, we all know why. One thing that I haven't been able to find out or get confirmation on, of course, is the 80,000 plus IRS agents that Biden wanted. Was that part of the $1.7 trillion plan?
So that was actually in a previous bill, and it was used to pay for one of their reconciliation packages. Mm-hmm. And so the first bill that the Republicans will put forward in the 118th Congress is to repeal that spending, and it's going to be a major sticking point. The only reason that they did it, one, I mean, before I came on, you were talking about cashless bond support.
Yes.
The way the Democrats are able to spend money by hiring IRS agents is because the IRS is now going to use things like your Venmo history and your bank records to try to catch people that are not paying taxes, whether they're working for cash or just aren't on the up and up. And they were saying anything over $500. So, I mean, you know, they're trying to say they're going to tax the rich. It's nonsense. And the way that they're trying to justify this is all budget gimmicks. But the way they're trying to justify this, if we can just hire 87,000 IRS agents, they'll be able to catch all these people that are dodging their taxes. And you don't have to be a very in-depth policy wonk to understand that that's nonsense.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably get any senior in high school and be like, does this make sense? No, it does not.
Yeah.
And they're right. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. And we're going to undo it. That'll be the first thing we do.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. You just answered. So you can reverse that. You can eliminate that.
We are going to file a bill, which is more of a messaging item. And then the next spending package, we will basically defund it. So,
sure.
When we have to fund the government, there will be a number of sticking points. One is going to be the southern border, securing the southern border. One is going to be the IRS agents. We got a number of others, but essentially when Speaker McCarthy goes to the table with the Biden administration and with Senate leadership, he's going to say, these are required components of this. We will not, we will not get anything out of the House without these issues.
Sure. One final thing, Congressman William Timmons, on our first Tuesday with Timmons of the new year, congratulations is in order for legislation that you introduced and was passed to rename the Department of Veterans Affairs. Talk with us about that quickly.
You know, it was something that we've been working on for a while. We are so thankful that the president was able to sign in the law. We had a Marine that was killed in Vietnam, and he received the Navy Cross, and it was just wonderful. Team worked really hard. The whole delegation was supportive.
Yep. Well, thank you for doing that. Certainly a great honor for Lance Corporal Darnell, and appreciate you recognizing that service. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. You got a lot of work to do, so we're going to let you get started on that today.
Thank you, Joe. Be well.
All right, sure thing. Always good talking with you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.